Spoken Poetry by Pi and N.
Sadness. Sadness is my soul of stone. Alone my soul knows why and for how long. As long as it may last, it will. And while it's sad, it learns to feel how gravitation pulls until my soul knows all. The mass which tugs can switch, and even if it does not let it go, eclipse and circle can establish journeys for a while before the final fall. Be still, my little heart, and flutter, fly. Foolish they may call you, and devoid of reacquainted steer. They wear and hustle in the midst. My wee boom boom is bass line. Only I can brush on broadband while it drinks monsoon. They do not need to know. Your power pounces from the unknown, and therefore I lift now my finger to my lips.
If they knew what trauma means, some do, when one word kills, if they knew mine, some do, and then repeat, and then expect me to be rational about it, while my body screams and sweats and aches and lashes with hard fists against what mind might want to hold against, if they knew all my fears, and still they use one word or more, and then accuse me of how I react because of pain injected in my veins, too old, too ancient, and they make this basis for to shame me, blame me. I don't see how this philosophy of a compassion works, when understanding of what trauma means is limited to what they know and fear, react, and then ignore. It might be quite unpleasant to be witness to the storm of someone else. They do not know what happened all. Do I? They do not feel what's mine to deal. And they cannot suspect, and sometimes do not want to, what does happen on my inside screen. When this one word is used or more, I shrink, am small, a child. I am not proud to have a fucked up mind. I hate it, and I haven't chosen. Still I try. So do you trust me? This is word against another's word, where trust is only guideline. Anyone may add to it, and I may add as well, though knowing or unknowingly. I struggle with to love my fellow human being, still I love you, and this hurts more than anything, because I start to hate me for these triggers, giving proof to me how much I should, although I'm caught in double binds of past and now. They teach me how to hate, instead of loving, failing, learning, and to grow. I fail to differentiate between who's meaning well and who's abusive, who's just failing, as I am, so human. All of us, the soul, well-meaning humans, do not know how daggers, which they think are simply feathers, slice a heart. And my own good intention does not want to throw a feather molten into daggers, but it might. Does there exist a kindness from the broken-hearted to the broken-hearted, love from anyone to anyone? I never have been stronger, or have said to be it, than when I take off all of my clothes and say, I fail. I look into the mirror and I see my past like shadows crawl, obscure. I close my eyes and I see no difference.
Cannot. I cannot breathe. The air is filled with strange materials, love stuck inside the pipelines, stutter, lifelines woven, crammed the quarters with a mass of feelings, steady chaos of emotions. Stare at ceilings, walls, the table, floors, my cup, the fridge, the streets, the doors. I stare and seek a clearance, clearing, clarifying, cleansing, maybe simple breathing. 'Cause I cannot breathe without tears streaming down my face. 'Cause life is, 'cause if someone could explain this, what it means to be connected, cut, and still the glue does not ease hold of dreams in interims. There is a web of knots, a tap in never-ending dances, quest for us sliced into pieces mingled in my chest, my head ahead, much deeper than a touch could ever bet. I've met you once. And this means always, somehow, lately, an eternity cries, days, of all the times I've parsed the space, your halo lit with essence tensed, relaxed, both twilled in all dimensions. I am not a superstitious esoteric or believer, just I fight for breaths.
Art. Art needs no explanation, so when you may need one, do not mix it up with what you might assume to come from art itself, the piece, the installation, and the presentation on the outside, on the outer side of conversation. Art is conversation. Art is no debt to be paid at creditor's domicile. This is your turn to collect it at the debtor's ambit. Seek an active digging, turning heavy soil, a heavy soul, yourself and circumstantial matter. No, pitter-patter, false talk about metaphors, or what you presume the artist thought, and using many words and them well-chosen and impressive. Do you feel it? How it makes you glare and more uncomfortable, shaken, stomach turning, heart explosion, pulling, pushing onwards, the emotion. I'd rather listen to a child which says the sculpture makes them sad than analyzing why it is black. What art does is to let you long for more answers where you even did not know there was a question lurking. Hey, surprise, there's depth, but please don't theorize. Delve in. Delve in. Art is opposite of thoughtlessly established laissez-faire consumption. Art is ground to reach your better self, or art is way to love this world somehow despite how it can be and make yourself a milestone towards the creation of a better one. Maybe. Do you feel it? Right now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.